Our reading today, woohoo, this wonderful thing, is from Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20. Then the 11 disciples left for Galilee, going to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him. But some of them still doubted. Jesus came and told his disciples, "I have been given complete authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age."
Lord, we just thank you for Andrew. We thank you for everything that he means to us here at All Saints. It's a privilege to serve alongside him, Father. And I just ask, Lord, that the message that you have placed on his heart just flows from his lips, Lord. I just pray that you give us the ears to listen, eyes to see, Father, and that we are receptive to what you may be saying through him to us as a congregation, Lord. We pray this in your mighty and wonderful name. Amen.
Amen. Very good. Are we wired for sound? Everything's go. Last week, if you were here, you would have seen the bread. There's a table, but no bread today, sorry. But over the last few weeks, we've been working alongside, or just working towards, and look, the framework of who we are as All Saints, and what it means to be All Saints, and what that means to be around our vision and some of the things that we're involved with. And we've just tried to spend two or three weeks just on bringing a bit of focus to that. So, as always, when we talk about such things, this one's a little wonky. fits me well. It's okay. Church isn't supposed to be perfect. Just as well with me anywhere near the place, there's no wonder. And we talk about that we've got our we are's. These are the things that we are. And the first one is we are. Oh, someone has listened. Very good. We are disciples that are following Jesus. It's always good to have Jesus in your vision. It's always good. And we talked around that, and Julia introduced us to that, and we talked about how we're all on this learning journey, how that we are apprentices, how we, that's part of who we are, that our relationship with Jesus is the most important thing that we do, that everything we base anything around, it's around our relationship with Jesus. And so often, you know, we've heard that people get so worried about walking this tightrope of following God and being fearful of falling off. But actually, it's more like God saying, here's a playground for an adventure. And the Bible isn't a book of rules, but it's actually about his story. And that's why we're going through that big story over the last, I don't know how many months, and we've still got a whole lot of months to go, that we go through that whole big long story as a series, that we follow through the story of God with his people. And we started in Genesis, and we'll go right through to the end. And so this whole thing of us being disciples, that it's so important. And the things that we are, you know, we're learners and we're doers, so we actually action out. And one of the phrases that Julia used when she talked about this, I really love. She said, out of our deep relationship with God is how we bring action into the world. And it's that deep relationship with God. It's actually, that's the whole point. If you only come to a church meeting because you like the music, or you like me, or someone else in the room, or you just come for the joining together, then you've missed a big part of it. Because the most important part is the fact that we are here under God. We are called together under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. So that is our first place that we start from. And we outwork that discipleship, that learning, by doing Growing Leaders course, like I mentioned earlier, by having small groups, by having prayer triplets, by developing and growing. We have prayer nights, worship nights. We have all different things going on, right from an individual level that we take responsibility for, right through to a corporate level, and we could go even further than just us as a parish, but also with the Diocese of Wellington, and also globally across the world, that we join together as we grow together to be more like Christ. And the next one is, we are community. I'm glad three people listen. Forming communities. And this is where last week I talked around the fact that we are the body of Christ. We are joined together. Sometimes we get our salvation story a little bit mixed up. And we think it's only about our personal salvation with Jesus and we get saved from going to hell. It's a part of the story. But what God actually does is he invites us into his family. And we talked about last week how God invites us and calls us into his family. And we are heirs with Christ. That talks about inheritance. There's a whole lot of stuff around that. We talked about the one another's, that we are called to love one another, have fellowship with one another, confess our sins with one another, put up with one another. It's part of being family, isn't it? And the interesting thing about family is you can't really choose them all the time. You can't choose them at all, really, can you? Except when you get married. You know, anyway, we won't go there. But it's about sometimes as family, there are things that go on. You know, we need to learn how to do conflict really well. You know, one of the things that churches struggles with when people get in conflict or differing opinions, we make it this polarized idea. And we talked about that polarization that is getting greater and greater in our world. We look at American politics. We look at where New Zealand politics is kind of leaning towards. And we get the sense of polarization that means I'm in this camp and you're in that camp, so I ain't going to talk to you. I'm sorry, Silas, you think different to me. I'm going to be over here. And we break relationship because of opinion. How many times have we heard it and seen it in church life where this breaking because of opinion? And we talked last week about the bread. You know, when you get a loaf of bread and you squeeze it and you can hit it and it kind of stays together, but everyone feels it because we're joined together. You could throw it in the air and you can catch it. I can put up with that. You do that with sliced bread and everything goes everywhere. Because sliced bread, it's easy just to take a slice out and it makes no effect on anyone else. See, the body of Christ is a loaf of bread. We are joined together. We can't help it. Sorry, you're stuck with us. And you can go to another church in town or in a different city. Sorry, you're still stuck with us. Because we're part of the body of Christ. We're stuck together. So we are that sense of community. And in our different spaces, we create a sense of community because of who we are. So that in our jobs, we can be the ones who create community. We can be the ones who help people deal with their conflict well. We can be the ones who help people in their situations and in their relationships. Not that we're all massively great counselors, but we can have words of life for those people around us. And that's how we form community. And some of the ways we do that at All Saints is around our small groups. And we're encouraging everyone to be a part of a small group situation, whatever that looks like, because it doesn't have to all look the same. And we're encouraging people to be a part of triplets so that you pray with two or three or even four or maybe five. But you regularly pray with people so that you are joined. You see, the point of it isn't that you attend a small group, and I can tick you off and say, yes, Prue, you are very good. You go to a home group. The point is being connected. The point is out working our life together, because that's who we want to be as All Saints. We want to be a people who outwork life together, that we live together, that we do that well, that we have lots of different age group kind of situations. We have Glory Gang with our youth. We have kids and young people things going on. We have young adults meals. We had a few people around to our place the other night. After vestry, I got home and they were still there. It was great, wasn't it? No. And they were playing volleyball. It was actually getting quite dark, so I thought, yeah, I'm in for this. So away we go. And playing volleyball. And being as old as I am, I couldn't get down to get the hands underneath to is it called dig it or something? So I just threw my foot at it, and the ball goes over our hedge, bounces on the road and down into the ditch. But that's about being together, isn't it? So we have all these different things going on so that we can, it's part of the expression of who we are as we are communities. That we have relationships built on trust and acceptance rather than manipulation and control. We need to let go of some of our own opinions so that we can be a people and not be so tied to what I think, because I know I'm always right. And I told the story last week of how I used to have a boss who remained nameless because he might be in the room, who said that everyone is entitled to his opinion. And you know, sometimes we think that, don't we? And we can have really robust, you know, Alistair and I can have really robust conversations and we can disagree but maintain and stay in relationship. You're allowed to disagree. But we have to have a sense of grace. We have to have a sense of living in that community. So they are the things that we do. Social activities. You know, we talked about developing marriages, parenting skills, that we have meals together, we celebrate well, that we eat together. So all those things build that sense of community. And that's when we are doing that, we form communities outside of the parish life. So that when you're having coffee and a meal with your neighbours, you're building a sense of community. That's what we want to see happen. And then our final one is that we are on a mission, transforming cities. And this is the one often that people kind of struggle with. And even the wording, some people said, what's this transforming cities mean? And there's a sense that the whole gig is around that word of transformation. Everything we do in our sense of being disciples, in our sense of being community and being on mission is actually around transformation. Because that's what God does. He brings us to a place and transforms us from the inside out. So it's not about us always trying constantly to obey the rules and do the right thing, but actually God changes us from the inside out so that we become more like him. So that we become a sense of transformation, not just as individuals, but also in our small groups, in our tight, the intimate, and also in our sense of community, and also in our city, and also in our country, and also globally, that we see something of the transformation of God. Do you want to see that? See, I want to see that. I want to see people's lives transformed by the love of God. You know, it says in the Word that it's God's kindness that leads us to repentance. And there's a whole lot of stuff around this being on a mission that we need to grab a hold of. I think, historically, we've done this and this actually reasonably well. Not perfect, not amazingly well, but we've done it reasonably well. We have a good sense of community. We have a good sense of that learning journey. But I think this one here, I think if I'm really honest, I struggle with. And I think we struggle with a little bit. And you start using that word, you need to evangelize, evangelization. Use all those sort of things and we go, oh, I don't know what to do. And we get fearful. But I think it's really important that we face the issue that we need to be on a mission together, that we need to be looking outside ourselves. Jesus' whole walk when he was on earth was around other people. His whole walk was around growing the leaders around him and his disciples. It was about bringing transformation. It was about bringing life to people. It was about bringing healing. It was about readjusting people's thinking patterns. It was about challenging the politics of the day, not by a military activity, but by this subtle internal transformation of life. That was Jesus' mission. To bring a sense of life. And that's why we had the scripture this morning out of Matthew 28. That Jesus says, I have all authority and I give that to you. go and make disciples. He didn't say, I've got all authority, and you need to get as many people sitting in your church as possible. It would be nice, but it's actually about a discipleship journey. He's calling people into a life of transformation. And we need to get our head around the fact that we are the ones who do that. Yes, we need to pray and we need to ask God to move. But more, I think, over the 50 mumble years that I've been around church life, it's like it's about the people of God rising up and following the sense of what God has called them into doing, being obedient in that, and then enjoying the fun of God moving. See, I love the fact that we could grow as a church body just by having transfer growth. Someone from a different church goes, well, you know, it's time to move and da-da-da. Or I've had a guts full of my church, I'm going to try something different for a while. Or coming into a new city and you're trying out a few churches and da-da. That's fantastic. But you know what? I long to see people saved. I long to see families and communities changed by the power of God so that we will see people come into a living, loving relationship with Jesus for the first time. Or seeing people who have gone through an experience with God when they were younger and then they come and say, actually, I need to get back into relationship with God again. Why? Because it's all about relationship with Him. It's about His transforming power changing us so that we be more like Him. It's about the transforming power of Him so that we then start to look outward and we start to be the people that God has called us to be. We're called to be salt and light, Matthew 5. And you know, when Jesus was talking and they go, well, how come you're hanging out with all the sinners and all the prostitutes and the tax collectors? How come you're hanging out with those people? And Jesus says, because I'm here for the sick. You know what? So are we. And some of us are better at it than others. Some people are. Pixie is incredibly gifted. She will talk to anyone about Jesus. I'm not so good, if I'm really honest. You know, I've been trying to, over the last period of time, I've been trying to say, okay, Holy Spirit, just, you know, give me that opportunity. Give me that little, you know, help me, nudge me into different situations that I can be more God-like in different situations. Because I want to be open. And, you know, a number of months ago, last year sometime, we did a whole thing on God conversations. David led us through to how we have God conversations with people. I don't know about you, but I did really well for the first 3 weeks. And then even, you know, a few weeks after that, I did, you know, a little bit. But I look down and I go, oh. You see, I think one of our issues is that we struggle with this around having conversations around God is that we have identity issues. We are so worried about our own identity that we don't step out into situations that feel slightly nervous. And I mean that in the sense of my identity comes from God. My identity comes from Christ. So if I can truly understand that it doesn't matter what happens, whether someone says, what are you talking about, you loser? It doesn't affect me personally because my identity is in Jesus. And if my identity is in Jesus, then it gives me the strength to be able to do something or say something that might feel a little awkward. I was at the airport yesterday. My family and I went to Ed Sheeran on Friday night. We drove up on Friday, picked up Elisha and Josie, who flew up because they were teaching on Friday, went to the Ed Sheeran concert, and then stayed at a place. And then I flew home yesterday because I'm preaching a couple of times today, and they're driving back today. So I was at the airport yesterday, and my daughter said, "Hey, Dad, grab a donut on the way through." So I thought, oh, that's a great idea. So there was a deal. I could get a hot chocolate and two donuts for da-da-da. And I thought, that's great. And it wasn't too expensive because I'm a bit of a cheap wad. And then I was standing in the line and there was this lady standing in front of me and she'd bought a box of donuts. And Holy Spirit says, you should pay for that. I'm going, what? No. She'll think I'm an idiot. She'll think I'm crazy. She'll think, I don't know what she'll think. That was my first honest first reaction, was like, what is she going to think of me if I do that? And so she went down to get a handbag, which is on the ground or somewhere, and she reached down to do it. And PayWave is great, isn't it? I just went, ding. I didn't see how much it was. I'll have a look on the bank statement tomorrow. But because I felt like God said to me again, I want you to pay for it. I go, okay. So I paid it. And she looked at me, and like she was completely stunned. And I just said, she said, no. I was a bit late, mate. I've just done it. I said, just have a great day. It's all good. And that was it. It's like, well, I didn't preach to her about Jesus. But did I bring something of life to her? Well, hope so. I mean, she's probably better well off than I am, to be fair. But it's about listening to those little things of the Holy Spirit to be able to go, actually, this is us being part of the kingdom of God. This is us living outside ourselves, that sense of generosity. Sorry, that was a little bit off topic, but never mind. So what do we do in our All Saints space that try to encourage these things? And we have things like Messy Church, an incredible opportunity where we invite families into a church space. We have things like Mainly Music. Again, that's supposed to be an M. Mainly Music, where we invite families who are unchurched and into a space that's kind of doorway opportunities to introduce them to. Now, what's the point of having these if we don't start having conversations? If we're part of the All Saints family and you attend one of these things or one of the other things we do, then it's about being open to having a conversation with someone. And the team at Mainly Music are incredible. They sit around and they chat and they just talk life. And on the odd occasion, you get an opportunity to share something of the life of God. And that's what it's about. What other things do we do? So one of the things we're looking at doing this year, just try to keep the same colour, Carson. We're looking at doing Alpha, an opportunity for people to invite people into hearing the story of God in an threatening manner so that we can invite people into a relationship with Jesus. We want to do more of that this year. We're joined with the City Mission. And as City Mission, what we do is we, you know, it says in the Bible that we should love God and love our neighbour. City Mission is a little bit like loving our neighbour. We are, and we do a number of different things around the elderly. We also do around ESOL with ex-refugees, with teaching English. We also do an incredible program with space that Yvonne runs with young mums of young families. It's like, it's an incredible opportunity to speak life and hope and joy into these situations. But it's part of it is we got to build the kingdom, but we also have to speak the kingdom. So we do need to do these things out of love and out of service, but our challenge is that then taking it to another stage of going, is there an opportunity, and this is where I'm talking about this listening to the Holy Spirit, is there an opportunity that comes up in our worlds and the things that we're doing that God might say, ask this person about this. In one situation I've had last year it was, and I felt like God said, just ask them about their daughter. Now, I didn't know this person at all. And again, I'm just trying to learn. I'm trying to grow in that whole space of my life to be in tune with what God is trying to say. And so I just says, oh, have you got any family? Trying to be kind of subtle, not really trusting myself. And he goes, oh, no, not really. Oh, I says, oh, so you got any kids? You know, you haven't got any kids or anything? Oh, I had a daughter, and she died at 6 weeks. So I was able to talk, and I've been through quite a lot of death in my own personal story. And so I was able to sit and talk to this guy around how did you cope without God? How do you? So it became a God conversation just by listening. And I've told you the two stories that worked, all right? There are many, many other times that I still really find this difficult. But we want to be a church that's on mission together. We want to be a sense of bringing that transformation. See, one of the other things we found is lots of people have moved from All Saints to different places in New Zealand because of jobs. See, I believe that All Saints is to be one of the things that we are meant to be, is we're meant to be a training centre, we're meant to be a growing place that we then send out to other places. And I've seen in other churches that when you say that and it doesn't happen, God tends to move people on anyway. I think we need to get used to the fact that we will be sending some of our best people to different places. We may have sent all the best ones already, but anyway, we will be sending good people into different spaces in New Zealand and the world because God wants us to train people, to love people, to give them a sense of identity, to give them a sense of community so they can then go and be who they're meant to be in a different space. I just think that's who we're called to be. And that's just not me being here for the last 5 and a bit years. That's, I think, part of the bones of this place. It's been here for 100 years. So that's who we are. So it's not this great idea that I've come up with. I don't have many. But this is part of who we are. And we're going to be sending people. And so we need to get used to the fact, maybe it's just me as being a leader, because it's actually really, it feels quite threatening when you look back and you go, well, there's 7 families have left over the last 18 months. And you go, oh, what am I doing wrong? No, no, no. It's what we're doing right. Because we're supposed to be ascending people. So it's actually okay to send people. And then you look and you go, you see the reality of it, and we've seen that number of families or people join us at the same time. So it's like, it's not trying to get wound up in our own identity and insecurity as a leader or as a person, but seeing we're part of the big adventure of God. We're part of releasing people to be who they're meant to be in the kingdom so that they can do what they're meant to do. Why are we building and growing and thing these our young people? Why do we put so much energy and time into it? Because they will be the people who will go and lead in many different situations, not just in All Saints. Heaven forbid, they may even go to another church and lead a youth group in another church in our city. Would that worry you? Yeah. I've got to be honest, that hurts. You put all this time into people and then they go and do something somewhere else. That hurts, let's be honest. But it's part of who we are as a people, to be ascending people. And we need to be like be like that, sorry. Sorry, I've rabbited on. As you can tell, I am quite passionate about this. So I want you to hear the heart of it more than the details, if I'm really honest. So I'll stop now because I've ranted on. But I just want to finish with a few things. One of the things, us being on a discipleship journey, of being community and being on mission, means it affects us. And one of the ways it affects us is how we deal with our finances. If we really want to be on mission together and do some of these exciting things and be a part of it, we need to own the fact that we have to be a generous people. And that affects our finances and how we deal with life at All Saints. Now, over the past few years, All Saints has tracked the same as most other churches in New Zealand, in that our income is dipping. I understand the realities of life. I know I have a bank balance as well. It's not that great some weeks. But there is also something about the generosity of God that allows us to pay for somebody's donuts and receive the blessing of God in other ways. So my challenge to us as a body, as a parish, is to go, how are we? Are we really giving in financially to this place? Are we being generous in that sense? I'll leave it there. But it does affect our finances. I went away 2 weeks ago. I promised myself I would go away for a whole day and I'd go to the beach and I'd just pray and be by myself and, you know, kind of refresh and do one of those good retreat kind of things. I got half a day, all right? I nearly got a whole day. I diaried it and then, anyway, we won't go there. So I went down to Foxton Beach and I went for a walk along the beach thinking, often when I do this, I don't have great expectations of God speaking. It's just good to spend time with God. So I went and I walked a little while and I got distracted and started talking to this guy who was fishing. And was fishing with, excuse me, he was fishing with a drone. And so he sent his drone up and he sent it out and he came back and he landed on his hand. I was very impressed. And as it was coming back and landing on his hand, I felt like God say to me, fishing's different now, isn't it? And I go, oh yeah, it is. Remember when I called the disciples to fish? Fishing's different now. So I thought that's cool, because I actually believe it's true. I believe that we need to think about how we do mission. I think we need to think about how we fish for men and women. We need to think about what that is in this society, because it's different. So I tracked on my way and walked about a kilometre and a half up the road because I wanted to be by myself. And there, I could see some guys fishing down there, and there's a few other people down that end. It's like, this is a great spot for me. Sat there, sat on my log. Okay, silence. Just sit there and be with God. This guy drives up in a Suzuki Vitara and drives and parks himself right in front of me. I'm going, God, what the heck? I want to be by myself with you. Come on. What does he do? He gets out his fishing gear. He gets one of those torpedo things. And he sets his torpedo out. And God says, see, fishing's different now. Isn't fishing different now? See, I think God was trying to get my attention, maybe. We have to think how we do this. And if I'm really honest, I don't know. I don't know the answer to this question. But we need to consider, in a generation that doesn't any longer have a group of people who've all gone to Sunday school. Because when I was a kid, everybody had a connection with Sunday school and church. But my kids say, Dad, half of our friends have never been in a church. They don't even, you talk about God and they just, I think, oh yeah, that's whatever. And you talk about Jesus and they go, oh yeah, that Bible in school sometime, I remember. But now there's a whole new generation that have no connection with church at all. So historically, we would invite people in to a church situation and a church service, and it would be great. See, I don't think we can get away with just doing that anymore. I feel like God is calling us to be church in a community, that we have to be living in community in relationship with one another so that we can then have the right to speak some of the goodness of God. Now, I'm not saying that it's the only thing we do and we should throw out the old stuff and not do it ever again. No. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't invite people to Alpha. I think it's one of the most effective tools that we can have, but it's most effective when you're in relationship with someone who doesn't know Jesus. So I think we need to consider what it means to be on a mission transforming cities. We need to think differently about how this looks. And if that's true, and I'm saying I don't know the answer, but I'm hoping that God is going to release some passion in some of you to say, Carson, I've just had this idea. I wonder if I should try this. And I'm going to be going, let's do a pilot. That's my answer to everything new. Let's do a pilot. Davis came and said, oh, I want to try this. I said, let's do a pilot. And see how it works. And find out how we can be this better. As I said, I don't have the answers. I actually don't know the answer to all these things. So all saints, we want to be fully in tune with God. We want to be disciples. We want to be on that learning journey, on the adventure with God, learning more and more every day, growing together. We want to be in community. We want to deal with our differences. We want to deal with opposing ideas. We want to know what it is to live as whānau together. We want to be on a mission. We want to be a body that is outward looking from ourselves. We want to be a people who see the kingdom of God come in our space. We want to see people come to know and love Jesus through us loving them. That's what it is, or some of the bits of what it means to be All Saints in Palmerston North. It fits really well with the dio. So it fits in that space. This is loving the last the least and the lost. This is around discipleship. This is around being whānau, being family together. And there's a whole lot of thing around transformation that brings in the whole thing of how we look after our world, social justice. There's a whole lot of things in that whole space that I don't have time and I need to stop because I have gone on too long. So I'll stop. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I want to ask, would you help us with this? We want to be an effective body for you. We want to be an effective parish for you. We want to see people come to know you. We want to see people come to love you. We want to see people transformed by your power and your love. We want to see those people healed, taken out of the kingdom of darkness and planted in the kingdom of life in your family. We want to see that and we don't know how to do it very well. So would you help us? We ask that you would help in our alpha. I ask that you would help us gather people together to be hospitable in that space, to love people well. We ask that you would help us to love you well, to have practices of discipleship, to have practices that would keep us in tune with you, keep us in love with you, so that we'd be a people that we're called to be in this city. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.